Chapter 5. Astrology. The art of astrology is based on the theory of as above, so below, taken literally the belief that all events in the sky are paralleled by corresponding events on earth. Astrologers have connected virtually every important moment in history with movements of the planets, comets, or eclipses, and the influence of the stars has been charted in the lives of innumerable people, from Alexander the Great to Einstein. Both the birth and the death of Julius Caesar were accompanied by comets. Wellington's defeat of Napoleon at Waterloo has been traced to the positions of Jupiter at Wellington's birth and Saturn at Napoleon's. The First World War was heralded by solar and lunar eclipses and has been linked with the positions of the Sun and Mars in 1914. And American involvement in the Second World War was signaled by movements of Mars and Uranus. Modern astrologers believe that observation of the past conclusively proves that certain kinds of events occur on Earth when the planets are in certain positions in the sky. Nobody, one of them says rather angrily, has been able to laugh that one off. Astrology is concerned with the future, but its predictions are always based on analysis of the past. Past planetary positions will recur again, and the time of their recurrence can be calculated. Astrologers know that Mars takes 687 days to go round the Sun. They know what point in its orbit Mars has reached at any given moment, and they can discover exactly what its position in the sky was, or will be, at any time in the past or future. If they find that there have always been dangers of war when Mars was in a certain position in the past, they predict that there will be danger of war again when Mars is in the same position in the future. In the same way, they forecast the effects of the other planets. The astrologer's universe is like an immense, simultaneous chess game. As the great driving forces of the universe move the pieces in the sky, so we are moved from square to square on the chessboards of our lives. Some modern astrologers believe that the stars, or forces working through them, affect events on Earth through vibrations or rays. Others do not attempt to explain the phenomenon at all, but the background to all astrology since classical times is the picture of the soul descending through the spheres to Earth and gathering characteristics from each planet on the way. Man is made in the image of the universe. The planetary forces are inside us, and each man carries the starry heaven and all its influences within himself. There seems to be greater public acceptance of astrology at the present time than it has enjoyed since the 17th century, when it was thrown onto the rubbish heap with much of the rest of medieval science and philosophy. In a disturbing world, many people find modern science and philosophy either unintelligible or inadequate. Astrology offers a comprehensible explanation of human behavior, which, if its basic assumptions are granted, is attractively logical and orderly. At the same time, it is sufficiently vague and complicated to escape the charge of being too simple an answer. And above all, it provides a convenient scapegoat, the sky, for all human folly, failure, and inadequacy. In the United States, over 2,000 newspapers and magazines carry regular astrology columns. In Los Angeles, astrologers advertise themselves in the papers, together with spiritual readers, card readers, psychics, and the rest. One recent ad says, "Partner wanted, must have ESP, no investment." 20 American magazines deal entirely or mainly with astrology, and it has been estimated that 5% of the population fully believe that the future is written in the stars. In France, the figure is said to be similar, possibly higher. In Great Britain, where astrologers were lumped with charlatans, rogues, and vagabonds in the Witchcraft Act of 1735, and the Vagrancy Act of 1829, the astrologer is still widely regarded as a charlatan, but there is no longer any need for him to be a vagabond. Astrologers have set up their own professional organizations, and there are schools which hold courses and set examinations in the subject. Attempts have also been made to elevate the profession's status by the use of high-sounding titles: astroscientist, astropsychologist, solar biologist, astrologe, astrologian. In its earliest days in ancient Mesopotamia, astrology was concerned with events affecting whole nations and peoples, not with the lives of individuals. The Greeks, who added most of its logical superstructure to astrology, also developed the interest in the fate of individual men and women, which has dominated the art ever since. This branch of subject, natal astrology, is still the most popular today.